All right, Josh, thank you very much. Here with Coach Whipple. And Coach, quarter of the way through the season now, just your thoughts on where you think you guys stand at this point in the year.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we didn't have a number on it. I think our guys got better this week, so really what the focus was. You know, one game season, and we prepared, and last week we prepared well, but just there was a little bit of an edge to it. I thought our Wednesday night practice was as good as we've had, and then Thursday was really good. So, yeah, it's 1 week, and we're just trying to get to win one game, and that's what it's all about. It's tough to win any time, and especially on the road. So I hope some of the lessons from last week will carry over to this week.
And, in fact, speaking of being on the road, third straight road game, and you've been around a long time, what are the benefits do you think come with playing on the road, especially earlier in the year? Do you think it gives the guys a chance to bond when they probably wouldn't have if we were playing these games at home?
Well, we were here the last game of the year, so, they understand what the length of the trip is, and, and they played there, so there's not going to be a big fan base. There's no silent count there. You know, at times last week we had to use some silent count. BC, we used it, but they've been here, so I think that has an advantage, if anything, but it's always tough playing on the road.
Just looking back real quick to last week, 3 points in the second half for the offense. Do you think that was more self-inflicted mistakes on you guys, or do you think that was something that the Georgia Southern defense is really picking up on?
No, I think that we had some drops and a couple mistakes, and they made us drive the field a long way. They didn't make any mistakes, and even when they did, it was down in their end. But you got a limited amount of snaps. We had 61 plays, which is about 20 less than usual. But you got to take care of the ball, and you got to do something on third down. You can't fumble a snap on first and 10, and that was really crucial. And can't have a 15-yard penalty when you got second and 5 and a 35. So there's some things we did ourselves that we've addressed, and we got to play better.
Looking ahead to this game against FIU, you mentioned it. You guys were down here last year to end the year. Pretty high-scoring affair. What's one thing this time around that concerns you the most going up against this FIU team?
Well, same thing that caught us, bit us last week was scoring touchdowns in the red zone and forcing the other team to have field goals. We didn't do that against FIU last year. We were really poor in the red zone. We were poor in the red zone this past week. We dropped the first down pass. We missed a throw on first down, and you need to get 7 points and not three. So that's really crucial. I think they've got some weapons offensively, and they're big and strong on defense. So it's going to come down to making some key throws, probably in the third down area down in the red zone, which is the biggest play, I believe, in football.
Last question. In order to get a win tomorrow night, what's the most important thing that you guys need to do?
Well, grow from last week and play together and play with emotion. That was probably what I was most disappointed with. And that, we've played with emotion on the road at Mississippi State, at Tennessee. We didn't at FIU last year, but we certainly didn't have the same intensity that Georgia Southern had. I thought we were ready to play, but not at the level that you need to be, and we addressed that. And hey, I was more excited about our practice Wednesday night than I was at any point in the Georgia Southern game. So we've got to bring the juice. We've got to bring the energy, and I expect that we will.
Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Okay, great seeing you.